2 Kings chapter 20.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning and the testimony of your servant, Hezekiah. Lord, we pray that your word would be quick and sharp and go into our souls today and into our heart that we might apply these words for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to just preach very shortly to you this morning. I want to continue the theme of how to lengthen your life and enlarge your life potential. Next week, we're going to talk about how to enlarge your life potential. But there's one point I wanted to make yet concerning how to lengthen your life. So far, we have discovered that God has promised long life to those who, first of all, honor and obey their parents. Secondly, find and retain wisdom. And thirdly, honor him and keep his commandments. If you are careful to do these things, I think that you can ask God to lengthen your life. We have an example in the Bible of someone who asked God to let him live longer. Hezekiah was told that he was going to die, but he prayed and he asked God to let him live longer, and God gave him 15 more years. I think it's interesting to note that Hezekiah was a king. And as a king, he would know the law of God. He would know God's commandments. And he said that he had lived in truth with a perfect heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So there is something to knowing the law of the Lord. And listen to what every king had to do. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 and 19, it says, And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them. So every king, when he sat upon the throne, had to write his own copy of the law. He had to copy his own passage and keep it for himself. And he was to read from that law every day of his life. You know, I think it would be wise for the Christian to make the law his daily companion. And to go beyond that, not only make the law, but the entire Word of God your daily companion. The world, and unfortunately even some Christians, are trying to discredit the law of God. They don't see the value of God's law. They don't see any value to Old Testament teachings and readings, and everything is done in the new. And yet, Psalm 119 and verse 32 says, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run the way of thy commandments. I'll do the commandments. I'll be very swift in upholding the commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. So before we go any further today, we're going to stop. We're going to just stop right here, and we're going to pray, and we're going to ask God to enlarge our hearts. You see, prayer releases your capacity. It releases your capacity here to obey the commandments. Prayer releases your capacity in a number of things. When you pray, your capacity for faith is increased. When you pray, God increases your capacity. So would you just bow your heads and repeat this simple prayer after me this morning. Oh God, enlarge my heart. I will run the way of thy commandments. When you enlarge my heart, increase my capacity to be enlarged so that I can surpass my life potential. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's not even entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. I don't think that's talking just about heaven either. I think right now God would like to do more than we could ever imagine. And he could do more with your life than you think you have the potential for. God can enlarge your life and your life potential. After Hezekiah begged for added years, and God gave him 15 more years, then Hezekiah sat down, took a pen and a piece of paper, and he wrote Psalm 66. I want you to picture a man who had been given up to die, being granted 15 years reprieve as he pens this beautiful psalm. You can turn there if you would like, or you can just listen to it as I read it. I'm not going to comment on the psalm itself. I just want you to listen to the words this morning and to think about the context in which it is written. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. This was a very popular psalm for those who were sick unto death. Bear in mind that the Jews knew of the stories behind these psalms, and when a certain psalm was written for a certain purpose, they would use it for the same purpose in their lives as the need would arise. And you know what? That's a very intelligent thing to do, to use the psalms for the purposes that arise in your life. I do that over and over again. Almost every day I pray something directly out of the psalms. I pray that psalm to God, asking God to apply it directly to my life. And you should make that your habit. You'll be surprised how rich your prayer life would become. Jonathan Goldsworth was a missionary to China. And at the age of 65, he prayed for 20 more years. He only got a little over half that. He got 11 more years. But they say that he accomplished more in that decade than many missionaries do an entire lifetime. At the age of 65, when most would be retiring, he asked God, God, give me 20 more years of this soul-saving work. He went to heaven in 1936 at the age of 76. He was still in China in 1934, 2 years before he died. But I want you to listen to the number of baptisms that he had. In 1932, he had 472 baptisms. In 1933, he baptized 778 people, converts. And then his last year on the mission field, 1934, he had 966 baptisms. He continued to speak after coming home to the States. He continued to preach until God called him home. I want you to know today that God's retirement plan is heaven. If you ask him to let you live longer and you give him a reason why you should, God just might do it. Refuse to retire from your life calling until you die. Now, I'm not saying you don't retire from your job, okay? You can retire from your job, that's fine, but don't ever retire from service for the Lord. Continue to serve the Lord as much as you can. In fact, when you retire from your job, you might have more opportunity to serve the Lord. But don't be somebody who says, you know, I've worked for the Lord all my life, and I'm just going to sit down and do nothing. I say this very lovingly. Why should God keep you here if you're not going to do him any good? Jesus said some very solemn words to a man who one day said, I'm going to sit down from now on and I'm going to take it easy. In Luke chapter 12, verses 19 and 20, the man said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? See, God has the right and the power to take us home, to say, it's time for your soul, I'm requiring your soul. Since God has this right and his power, it's something that we need to ponder. You know, we said that there's this theme of building throughout the Bible in connection with wisdom. The wise man builds. The foolish, they stop building. Things begin to deteriorate. They pluck down. You know, if you don't keep things up, they don't stay very nicely, do they? They don't stay in good shape. You have to continue. You have to keep them up. You have to continue to build and build and build and work and work and work. And then God will bless you and God will honor you. I was just thinking across the congregation. I just happened to glance at Iola. Iola's been retired for a number of years, but not from service for the Lord. She continues to sow. She continues to do things for the Lord. And the elderly people in our congregation, you know, I think we're really blessed because they're in good health. They have good energy and strength. But as I look at all of them, I see them continuing to build the kingdom of God. I would just challenge you today to continue to work for the Lord. Continue to build his kingdom. Purpose in your heart that as long as God gives you the ability, you will not retire from his service, from his work. And I think that God might bless your efforts, and so you'll see more fruit in the later years of life than you even did in the younger years of life. God's retirement plan for you is heaven. And I think it would be appropriate for all of us as we approach those retirement years to say as Jonathan Goforth did, Lord, give me more years. Lengthen my life that I might be able to serve you longer. Use those years for him. And you'll never be disappointed. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? And those of you that are 65 or older, I wonder if you would be willing to pray, Lord, I don't know how long my life expectancy is, But Lord, would you grant me more years that I might serve you? And would you help me to remain faithful to you? And as I am faithful to you, Lord, I pray that I would see more fruit from my ministry and from my life. How many of you 65 years or older, that's your prayer today? Could I see your hand? Amen. Thank you. You can put them down. Lord, I just thank you for these people who are a testimony to us, continuing to work for you as you've continued to give them strength and health. You've continued to bless them. And Lord, I join with them in this prayer, Lord, that you would increase their life, that they would have more years to serve you. And that also, Lord, you would honor them, that they might have more fruit from their labors. Lord, you have ordained us all to go forth and to bear fruit, and that our fruit would remain. But may the harvest be plentiful for those, for all of us, especially for those that set the example in years for us. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.